This is St. Louis Public Radio. Next month marks the 50th anniversary of the release of Bitches Brew, the Miles Davis album that pushed jazz further into the world of electric rock music than it had ever gone before. To find his new sound, the legendary trumpeter and bandleader from Alton expanded his group and loosened his approach. The result was a commercial hit and a creative classic. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, Jazz St. Louis will pay tribute to the album tonight with a lecture and concert.
When Miles Davis booked studio time to record a new album in 1969, the Alton native had already revolutionized jazz multiple times, going back to the 1940s. But he saw the enthusiasm young audiences had for rock and soul artists like Jimi Hendrix, Sly Stone, and James Brown. He wanted to cook up something totally different, something more visceral, more electric than even the free-thinking jazz he'd already pioneered. The result was Bitches Brew. He combined pieces of acoustic jazz and electric rock in a bubbling cauldron of dark mood pieces, like Pharaoh's Dance. The songs were just sketches, based on grooves. An electric bass motif here, a few bars of melody there. Jazz scholar George Grellet wrote a book on Bitches Brew, and he says the music is like a passport for the listener to go, well, somewhere else.
Yeah, Miles is sort of like, you know, let's open up a new parallel universe that he was almost like traveling between dimensions each time he went into a nightclub or went into a recording studio.
Grella will talk about Bitches Brew in a free event at Jazz St. Louis tonight. Then a group of St. Louis musicians organized by keyboardist and composer Adam Manis will play a set of material from the album. Last Saturday morning, the pickup band assembled in a practice space above the Faring Jazz Bistro. It was their only rehearsal. Working on the title track, they find the groove pretty quickly.
That's grooving. That's great. So we'll just keep it loose with the A section and then get into it.
Manis says they're feeling out the best way to honor the 50-year-old music on Bitches Brew while keeping things loose.
The important part for me is actually not recreating exactly how the album sounds, but recreating the spirit in which those sessions happened. Part of me really wants it to be like, maybe something else happens that would never be on Bitches Brew, and that's cool, and actually that's the spirit of Bitches Brew, that's the spirit of that music.
In rehearsal, they do find an error in the sheet music they were playing from and talk about making some changes.
Does that seem right?
Sure.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
right is very subjective.
Yeah. Let's just kind of feel our way through that. Like, we'll just sort of let it happen. And you and Kendrick cue that groove together.
Totally. Yeah,
that'd be cool. Let's just start right there on the groove and just get into it a little bit.
Guitarist Travis Lewis has been in love with Bitches Brew since he was in high school. He says there's an underlying logic to the music that pulls him along as he plays it.
Maybe new listeners or maybe conservative listeners of the album might hear it and think that it is chaotic or unorganized, but the reality is when you're trying to play it, it's hard not to play in that style. It's like, wow, this is why that person played that, and I can't get away from that.
It doesn't take much more than an hour of rehearsal for the group to get locked in. Then Manis tells them he'd like to stretch out three songs from Bitches Brew for a set that'll last 50 to 60 minutes. He tells them two horn players who weren't at the rehearsal will help fill things out.
Because once Kendrick and Danny get, like, Kendrick will just, he can go for, you know, he'll bring some fire, and Danny too, and so we'll have plenty of options of, like, different textures and tones or whatever. But that sounds beautiful what we're doing today. You know, just like creating that tapestry.
It's a tapestry that could take all sorts of different shapes in the hands of these musicians, which they figure is just how Miles would like it. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.